Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, everybody. It's Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad I get to join you this morning or this afternoon, depending when you're listening. So I want to tell you a little story to begin just about being stuck in a foreign country. Of course, this was against my will. You guys have heard parts of this. But I still remember just waiting for God to open up the heavens or do something miraculous because I couldn't sit and wait any longer. And of course, the elation and the surprise when I did see two Coast Guard cutters, those are really nice ships for those of you who don't know, come into the harbor to escort us home. It was surreal. I was not sure if I was dreaming or this was finally happening after being held captive for 45 days. You're just thinking, oh, wow, okay, God's doing something. You know, sometimes our perspective of reality needs to change so we can see what God has really done. The disciples needed perspective change after the crucifixion. They needed to live in the reality of the resurrection. Jesus had died. There is no more life in his earthly body, and yet the disciples witnessed all this, and they were shocked. Now imagine trying to process what was actually happening for them. Imagine the range of emotions, and imagine that deep sense of loss. Now, some of us can relate to some of their experiences. But then Jesus came back. He was and is alive. And to prove it, he showed his scars and the piercings that he received. For the disciples, for the world, for us, everything has changed because Jesus is alive. Now, let me ask you, do you live in the reality of Jesus as living and reigning now? He is risen. He is leading. He is forgiving to this day. So let me ask you, does the resurrection shape the way you view life? Does it shape your day? Or does it shape how you view other people? Sometimes I don't always live in resurrection reality. I forget the mission that Jesus has set forth, and I just look at my circumstances. When my mission, which, if I'm being honest, is typically short-sighted or selfish, or sometimes misguided, it becomes about my life or my next step. And then I change from living on mission, aligned with Jesus, to trying to do my own mission. See, Jesus rose to reveal the love, forgiveness, and power of the Father to fix our reality. In doing this, Jesus gave us mission to make disciples that make disciples by living in his way with his heart. That's our mission, and it's powered by the reality that Jesus is alive. Will you join me in living on mission in light of Jesus' reality? Is there a few people in your life that need to meet Jesus? I just want you to pray about how you can introduce them to Jesus and then step in the mission and actually introduce them to him. I'm praying that Jesus' resurrection changes all of our daily realities. I hope that you live in his life, in his resurrection, and his love today as you go out around his world. Thanks for listening. I love and praying for you all. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.